That in the journey of today, the Lord Almighty will do something marvelous and something miraculous for you. Shout hallelujah! I want us to lift up our voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to give him praise, let's give him honor, let's give him adoration for the opportunity that we have received from him to be among the living on this special day. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. We thank you for fighting our battles for us on a daily basis. Father, we say be glorified and be exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. For every members of our family, we thank you. We thank you for our leaders. We thank you for our nation. Father, we say be glorified and be exalted in the name of Jesus. For not allowing the will of the enemies to come to pass over our family. Father, we exalt and we magnify your name in the name of Jesus. I want you to open your mouth and begin to give him praise. Thank him. Thank him. It deserves your praise. It deserves our praise. Father, we exalt your holy name in the name of Jesus for defending us, for supporting us, for fighting our battles for us from the beginning of this month. Father, we exalt and we magnify your name in the name of Jesus. I want us to begin to ask God for mercy this morning. Open your mouth and begin to ask God for mercy. Lord, we pray for mercy as we go in the journey of today. Father, Lord, be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. By your mercy, open all our closed doors in the name of Jesus. In the journey of today, let your mercy prevail over our family. Let your mercy prevail over our nation in the name of Jesus. By your mercy, let every chains of darkness that the enemy has used to chain us down be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the sick among us be healed by your mercy in the name of Jesus. In the journey of today, open all our closed doors by your mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to begin to plead the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. Open your mouth. Let's open our mouth and begin to plead the blood. This morning we plead the blood of Jesus over every members of our family. And by the power of the blood, we cancel every agendas of the enemies in the name of Jesus. In the journey of today, let your blood speak better things for us in the name of Jesus. Let every evil mark working against us be removed by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want us to open our Bible to the book of Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. The Bible says, "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing." I want somebody to say amen to that. Now, if you read that same verse of scripture from CEV translation, the Bible says, "The Lord your God wins victory after victory. He is always with you. He will celebrate and sing because of you. And he will refresh your life with his love." I love that. I want us to lift up our voice. We are going to cry out to God and say, "My Father, as I go on the journey of today, let your presence abide with me." The Bible said, "The Lord your God in your midst." Look at that. The Lord your God in your midst. That's talking about the presence of God. The Lord your God in your midst. Father, we pray that as we go on the journey of today, Lord, let your presence abide with us. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we ask, oh God, that as we go in the journey of today, abide with us by your presence. In the name of Jesus, let your presence go with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of your presence, let every mountains of problems before us in the journey of today begin to melt in the name of Jesus. The Lord your God in your midst. Father, we pray that you will go with us in the journey of today. And let every mountains of problem begin to melt in the name of Jesus. Subdue all our enemies before us by the power of your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, look at the next thing the Bible says. The mighty one will save. What that is talking about is victory. Is victory. The mighty one will save means it will grant us victory after victory. He will not allow the enemies to overcome us. He will save. That is to say, he will deliver us. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry out to God and say, "My Father, throughout the journey of this new month, let me go from victory to victory over all my battles. In the name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we'll commit the journey of this month into your hand. Let us go from victory to victory over all our battles. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Malima kunsedelikepedia. Let us go from victory to victory over all our battles. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall not be defeated in the journey of this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, cause us to go from victory to victory over all our battles. In the mighty name of Jesus, the mighty one will save. Lord, be the mighty one in our midst to give us victory over all our battles. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for you that throughout the journey of this month, you will defeat all your enemies. In the name of Jesus, you will go from victory to victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I said throughout the journey of this month, the Lord will grant you victory over all your battles and over all your enemies. In the name of Jesus, the mighty one in your midst will save. The mighty one in your midst will deliver you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. The Bible says, he will rejoice over you with his love. He will rejoice over you with his love. Another translation put it this way. He will refresh you with his love. He will refresh. I love that word, refresh. It will bring refreshment to us. It will bring comfort to us because of his love. I want you to lift up your voice and cry out to God and say, "My Father, throughout the journey of this month, refresh me with your love. Comfort me with your love. In the name of Jesus, rejoice over me with your love. In the mighty name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that you will refresh us with your love throughout the journey of this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, comfort us with your love. In the name of Jesus, rejoice over us with your love. In the name of Jesus, as we continue the journey of this month, Lord, rejoice over us with your love. Refresh us with your love. Let us be comforted by your love. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you. Ancient of Days, we give you praise. This morning we pray that as we continue the journey of this month, your power and your presence will abide with us. In the name of Jesus, by the power of your presence, let every mountains of problems before us in the journey of this month begin to melt. In the name of Jesus, throughout the journey of this month, Father, we pray that you will grant us victory over all our battles. In the name of Jesus, Lord, refresh us with your love. In the name of Jesus, I pray for as many that have any court case before them. Lord, we pray that you will grant them victory. In the name of Jesus, Kalima, I call them as Sifonjiri Kaponia. Lord, grant them victory. In the name of Jesus, we pray that throughout the journey of this month, we shall go from one victory to another victory. In the name of Jesus, we shall go from grace to grace. In the name of Jesus, we shall go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, if there are powers that want us to be defeated, if there are powers that want our life to be put to shame, let the power be terminated by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, this morning, let the blood of Jesus be used to cover us from all our problems. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, everlasting Father, for answers to our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I want to welcome every one of us to this morning prayer meeting this morning. And I'm believing God that this morning the Lord Almighty will minister unto us in the name of Jesus. I want us to open our Bible very quickly to the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, we are going to be studying from verse 23 to 25 this morning. Romans chapter 8, from verse 23 to 25. The Bible says, not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope for what is seen. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit, let's just stop at 25. Let's stop at 25. This morning, very quickly, I will be sharing with us on what I've titled, The Groaning of the Believers. The groanings of the believers. Last week, we talked about the groanings of the creature. And we discuss some of the things that make people in the world to groan. And this morning we want to talk about the groanings of the believers. The groaning. Look at verse 23 again. See, not only that, if you go to verse 22, the Bible says, for we know that the whole creation groans. The whole creation groans and labors with bad pains together until now. And verse 23 now talks about the groaning of the believer. He said, not only that, but we also who have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves as believers, groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope. We were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? Verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. The groanings of believers. Now, what Paul was discussing here is about our experience as believers. We are groaning since we also have the first fruit of the Spirit when we receive the gift of Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost that we received at our salvation period when we gave our life to Christ is a taste of the heavenly power. The Holy Ghost that we received is a taste of the heavenly power. And because of that, we now groan in the Spirit. We groan in the Spirit because we now realize that since we have the taste of the heavenly power, there is a higher dimension of joy. There is a higher dimension of glory that we can experience. But because we are still in this world, we are limited. We don't have full access to it. And that's why we are groaning. We are groaning. There is no one who have tasted of the heavenly blessings. There is no one who have tasted of the heavenly power that would not be groaning to have access to higher dimension of God's glory, to have access to higher dimension of God's power, which will be made available to us when we get to heaven. And that's why our spirit man is groaning now. Is growing now. There was a story of a woman I was told by my pastor in Nigeria. He said this woman fainted, and then eventually she died. And my pastor was called to come and pray, and you know, he joined some other members of the church to pray for this old woman, and they kept praying, God, please, this is not the time for this woman to die. Restore her back. Restore her back. Restore her back. And everybody was praying, you know, as they were praying, they were speaking in tongue, praying over this woman. And eventually the woman woke up. She came back to life. And when she woke up, she was sad. She was sad. And, you know, she told everybody, she said, why did you call me back? And she started sharing her experience. She said, when they were praying for her, she was already on her way to enter into heaven. She has been given a new glorious body. A new glorious body. And she said, once they started praying for her to come back, she saw something on the floor, like rags. And as she was looking at it, it was her image. It was her body that was like the rag. When she died, she was given a glorious body, which gave her access into eternity. But as believers were praying for her, and she came back, she said she just discovered that what she saw on the floor, like a rag, like cloth of rag, just came upon her, and she woke up back to life. So she said, why did you wake me back up to put on this rag? This rag. So our body is like rag. This flesh that we have is like rag compared to the glorious body that will be given to us. And the woman wasn't happy. So you should have just left me alone. I already have access to the glorious body. I was already looking into the paradise. I was just about to enter. But as soon as you prayed for me, you allowed me to put on this rag. This body is like rag. This body that will put Mary Kay, that will put all kinds of cream, all kinds of colognes and perfumes, it is like rag compared to the glorious body that will be given to us. No wonder Paul, who had a taste of what heaven looks like, he told the believers in Philippians chapter 1, he said, if I die now, it will be a profit to me because I will be with Jesus. But if I die now, it will not be to your gain. If I'm alive, it is to your gain. But if I die now, it will be a profit to me because I'm going to be with Christ. And that is what makes us to groan as believers. We groan that this world, we should just leave this world to be with God in heaven. I believe this man called Enoch must have groaned in the body. He must have been groaning on a daily basis. Because the Bible says he walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Because this man, maybe after one experience, two experiences of working with God, he started groaning, you know, he started laboring in prayer and said, God, I just want to be with you. I want to be with you. And that should be our desire as believers. When we begin to groan like that for the things of God, when we begin to groan like that for heaven, we will not have any taste for the things of this world anymore. Yeah, we will not have any taste for the things of this world anymore. That's why Paul said we groan. Look at, for example, in number 13, those 12 spies that were sent to go and spy out the land. Look at the experience they gave. That is our experience like now. You know, our experience of the heavenly power that we have through the Holy Ghost. Look at the experience of those spies. Number 13 from verse 23 to 27. The Bible says, then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carry it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranate and the figs. And the place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down from there. And look at verse 25. And they returned, look at that, from the spine of the land after 40 days. Verse 26. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. Then they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Look at that. They showed them the fruit. Look at verse 27. They told them, and then they told him, that is, they told Moses, and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Look at that. And that's like our experience now. It's like we are having a taste of what we are going to enjoy for eternity, and because of that we are groaning. And those 12 spies, when they came with the fruit, that should have given them the conviction about the promised land. They saw the fruits. I believe that they must have tasted from the fruit of the promised land. But the Bible says 10 of them created doubt in the mind of the people. But Caleb and Joshua, they said, no, we are able to possess the land. Whatever is going to take us, we are going to possess the land. We are not going to give in to the giants. And I want to tell somebody this morning that heaven that we are going is much more better than this world. And that's why we must not allow any giant to stop us. Giant of sin must not stop us. Giant of demons must not stop us. Even our problems must not stop us. And that's why we groan like somebody who have had a foretaste of heaven and is tired of this world. I'm not saying that we are tired to the point that we want to kill ourselves, but what I'm saying is that this world doesn't mean anything to us anymore. This world does not mean anything to us. The joy of this world, the beauty of this world doesn't mean anything to us. The material things of this world doesn't mean anything to us because we have tasted of the heavenly power. That's why, you know, in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible says it will be impossible for those who have tasted of the things of God to come. That is, who have tasted of the heavenly things, the portions of things in heaven, it will be impossible for them to be converted back if they backslid. Because it's not possible. What Paul is saying there is that it is almost not possible. Because once you have a taste of heaven through the power of Holy Ghost, there is no way you want to miss heaven. There is no way. That's why we grow. In Titus chapter 2 verse 13, the Bible says, looking for the blessed hope, look at that, and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. We are looking for that blessed hope. Because that is when we are going to be given a body that will never decay. A glorious body. A glorious body. Every believer should be anticipating the rapture. Look at that. Every believer should be anticipating the rapture. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, in conclusion, I don't want to take too much of our time. The groan is there. It talks about our eagerness. Our eagerness for a new heaven. Our eagerness to be with the Lord. Now, what other things should we be eager for as long as we are still in this world? Somebody wants to say, Brother Peter, are you saying that we should only be eager to go to heaven? Yes, we should always be eager to go to heaven. But while we are still here, there are things that we must be eager to do as believers. Number one, apart from the fact that we are supposed to be eager to see the Lord, to be with the Lord in heaven, there are other things. I'm going to just list them and then we'll pray. Number one on that list is that we must be eager to pray. We must be eager to pray. If indeed we have a foretaste of the Holy Ghost in us, we must be eager to pray. The fact that we are filled with the Holy Ghost should make us to be prompted to pray. We must be eager to pray. In Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, the Bible says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Continue earnestly in prayer. Now, if you go back to that Romans chapter 8, I just didn't want us to read it, but I have no choice. We have to read it now. Maybe next week we'll talk more about that. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Look at what the Bible says. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself, the Spirit who lives within us, it makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we must be eager to pray. We must be prompted to pray. Number two, as long as we are still in this world, we must be eager to share the truth. We must be eager. The same way we are eager to be with the Lord, the same way we are eager for heaven, we must be eager to share the truth. If indeed we have the Holy Ghost within us, it should be prompting us to share the truth. When we see somebody who is derailing, when we see somebody who has not come to the knowledge of the Lord, as believers filled with the Holy Ghost, we should be prompted to share the truth. In Romans chapter 1 verse 15, look at what Paul said. He says, so as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel unto you who are in Rome also. I am ready. I have preached the gospel to those who are in Colossae. I have preached the gospel to those who are in Philippi. I am ready also to preach the gospel to you, those of who are in Rome. We must be eager to preach. We must be eager to share the truth. If indeed we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we must be eager. The Holy Ghost must be prompting us all the time to share the truth of the gospel. Then number three, we must be eager to give. We must be eager to give, especially to the things of God, to support the mission, to support the things of God, to support the interest of God. We must be eager to give. Look at, for example, I believe we studied this during the week in Acts chapter 2. The church of Acts chapter 2. The Bible said they sold their possession because they were living as if Christ will come the same day. As if Christ will come the same day. That was why they were not accumulating things. They were not accumulating wealth because they believed that Christ can come at any time. We must be eager to give. If indeed we are kingdom inspired, if indeed we are kingdom oriented people, we must be eager to give. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 18, the Bible says, let them do good. Look at that. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works. The more we are giving to support the things of God, the more we are rich in good works. We are not losing. Some people think when they give to God, when they give to support the things of God, they are losing. No, it is an investment that will return value to us in this world and in the world to come. That they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. Oh my God. Ready to give and willing to share. Even out of our poverty. I'm not talking about when we have, even when we don't have. Out of our poverty, we must be willing. If we are kingdom people, if we are kingdom oriented people, there is no way we will not be a giver. Then number five, we must be eager to serve. Oh my God. If we are kingdom people, because we know that there is a reward in heaven. If you look at people, I'm talking about men of God who have labored. Sometimes they will share testimonies about how God took them to heaven. How God showed them their mansion in heaven. That is why they keep serving God at their old age. Some of them, they are in their 80s. Look at Pastor Kumi, for example. I believe that man is going to 84 years old now. Pastor Adeboye is going to, maybe he's now 83, close to 84. Look at these men of God. Some of them, the reason why they are laboring tirelessly is because God has shown them, this is your mansion. That's why they keep working. They have not retired. If we are kingdom oriented, we are going to serve. I don't know, sometimes some people are not serving because they are not kingdom oriented people. They are not kingdom oriented people. When we are kingdom, we know that our service, anything we are doing on earth for God, there is a reward. Not only in this world, but also in God's kingdom. That is what prompts us to serve God without eye service, without looking at anybody, whether we are rewarded or not. We are going to be prompted to serve. Look at Paul. He served until death. Many of the apostles, they served Christ until they breathed their last. We must be eager to serve. In Romans chapter 12 verse 11, the Bible says, not lagging or slacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. It's a continuous tense, serving the Lord at any capacity God has given us grace. Let's continue to serve. That is what shows that we are kingdom oriented people. That is what shows that we are heavenly minded people. Oh my God. Our continuous service, because we know that our labor of love will not be forgotten. God will reward our labor of love in heaven. In Psalm 110 verse 3, the Bible said, the people shall be willing in the days of thy powers. Look at that. Those who are filled with the Holy Ghost, those who are filled with God's Spirit, those who are kingdom oriented, those who are heavenly minded, the Bible said, in the day of thy power, they shall be willing. Willing to do what? To serve. They will not be forced to serve. They will serve voluntarily because they know that there is a reward in heaven. I want us to go and pray. We are going to lift up our voice unto God this morning and say, Lord, let me be filled with your Holy Ghost. Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. I want to have a taste. I want to have a foretaste of heavenly power. I want to have a foretaste of heavenly experience. That is what the Holy Ghost does to us. When we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we have a foretaste of heaven. We have a foretaste of the power from on high. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, this morning, let me be filled with your Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, fill me afresh. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, let me be filled with your Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakuda bisinika polia. Lord, fill us with your Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, fill us with your Holy Ghost. The Bible said, not only that, but we also have the first fruit of the Spirit. Have the first fruit of the Spirit. That is talking about the Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost that Christ was filled with. That's the same Holy Ghost that God wants us to be filled with, so that we can be partakers of the fruit of the first fruit. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, this morning, let me be filled with your Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, fill us this morning. Malima kusendali kapolia. Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, fill us with your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You're going to cry out to God and say, my Father, this morning, grant me access to all my spiritual inheritance. Grant me access. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Look at that. We are blessed. We are blessed in Christ. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Look at that. Oh my God. We are blessed. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Can you see that in your Bible? In Christ Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, I want to have access to every spiritual blessings. Every spiritual blessing that you have prepared for me. Lord, grant me access to it. Let me be granted access to all my spiritual blessings, to all my spiritual inheritance. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. The Bible says we have been blessed. And if we have been blessed, these spiritual blessings, this spiritual inheritance must begin to manifest in our lives. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, Lord, grant me access to all my spiritual inheritance. Lord, grant me access to all my spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us begin to walk in Him. Let us begin to walk in our spiritual blessing. Let us begin to walk in our spiritual inheritance. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to open your mouth. You are going to cry to God and say, my Father, help me to be eager for your second coming. Help me to be eager for your second coming. Now, anytime we are not eager for the return of Christ, number one, let me tell us what it means. Number one, it shows that we are becoming lukewarm. It shows that we are becoming what? Lukewarm. Number two, it shows that we are not fervent in the Spirit. We are not fervent in the Spirit. Every day, before we go to bed, or when we wake up in the morning, it must be on our mind, the return of Christ. The return of Christ. We must be thinking about heaven. Now, people that will make it to heaven, they will know. It's not like a magic. It's not like a magic. They will know, because there is no way you know if you are a believer going to heaven, you will be thinking about heaven. You will be talking about heaven. You will talk about it. You will think about it. I want us to lift up our voice and say, my Father, help me to be eager for your second coming. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will help us to be eager for your second coming. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakata kuda lima kusindika polia. Lord, help us to be eager for your second coming. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help me to be eager for your second coming. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help us to be eager for your second coming. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now, the Bible says something. The Bible says those who are waiting for the second coming of Christ, the Bible says they always purify themselves. They purify themselves. Those who are looking for this, there is no way we are eagerly waiting for the second coming of Christ that we are going to be living a lifestyle of sin. That's the secret. That is the secret to overcome sin. Yeah, you and I cannot be conscious of the second coming of Christ and we are intentionally living in sin. It is not possible. It is not possible. The Bible said those who wait for the hope of his second coming purify themselves. They purify themselves. And on daily basis, they purify themselves. They are getting ready to receive the bridegroom. I want us to lift up our voice. We are going to cry out to God and say, "My Father, help me to be eager to be more prayerful. Fill me with the spirit of prayer. Help me to be eager to be what? To be more prayerful. Let me be filled with the spirit of prayer. In the name of Jesus." Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Father, we pray that you help us to be more eager to be prayerful. In the name of Jesus, let us be filled with the spirit of prayer. Let the power and the spirit of prayer come upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Those who are Holy Ghost filled, those who are conscious of heaven, they will always be prayerful. They will always be prayerful. I want us to lift up our voice and say, "Lord, this morning, let me be filled with the spirit of prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let me always be prompted to pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed." I want us to lift up our voice and say, "My Father, help me to be eager to share the truth. Help me to always be eager to share the truth. In the name of Jesus," open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. If we are indeed heavenly minded, we are going to be eager to share the truth. We'll be prompted to share the truth. To share the truth of the gospel with people around us. I want us to lift up our voice and say, "Lord, help me to be eager to share the truth of the gospel. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, help us to be more eager. In the name of Jesus, to share the truth, to preach the word in season and out of season. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed." I want us to lift up our voice. We're going to cry unto God and say, "My Father, in the journey of today, let every power assigned to steal my blessing. In the journey of today and throughout this month, every power assigned to steal my blessing, my spiritual blessing, let the power be arrested. In the mighty name of Jesus," open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that as we continue the journey of this month, if there are powers assigned to steal our spiritual blessing or to steal from us in the journey of this month, let the power be arrested. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Lord, arrest the power, arrest the power. Spiritual robbers that have been assigned to steal from us in the journey of this month, Lord, let them be arrested. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them be arrested, let them be arrested, let them be arrested. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and cry to God and say, "My Father, in the journey of this month, do not let my hope in you be disappointed." Look at that. Do not let my hope in you what? Be disappointed. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we commit ourselves unto your hand as we continue the journey of this month. Lord, do not allow our hope in you to be disappointed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for as many who are having hopeless situation in their life. Lord, turn their hopeless situation around. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, do not allow our hope in you to be disappointed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want us to pray the last prayer point. We are going to cry out to God and say, "My Father, perfect everything that needs to be perfected in my life." Look at that. Whether spiritually, financially, perfect everything that needs to be what? To be perfected in my life. Whether mentally, whether vocationally, whether emotionally. Lord, perfect everything that needs to be perfected in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakuda Basidika Polia, as we continue the journey of this month, Lord, perfect everything that needs to be perfected in our lives. In the name of Jesus, emotionally, spiritually, financially, perfect everything that needs to be perfected. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Malakata kudahelia. Lord, perfect the work that you have begun in us. Lord, perfect it, perfect it, perfect it, perfect it. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakuda basilica polia. In my business, perfect everything that needs to be perfected. In my home, perfect everything that needs to be perfected. In the name of Jesus, in the life of my children, perfect everything that needs to be perfected. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Malima kusendeli kapolia. Lord, perfect your work in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, perfect your works in our homes. In the mighty name of Jesus, perfect your works concerning our health. In the name of Jesus, the good thing that you have started in our lives, let it be perfected in the journey of this month. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you. Ancient of Days, we give you praise. Lord, we pray that as we groan in this, in our body, as we groan in our spirit, Father, we pray that you help us to be more eager for your second coming. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to be more eager to share the truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to be more eager to serve. In the name of Jesus, help us to be more eager to do your will. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that as we go on the journey of today, you will perfect everything that needs to be perfected. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for our communities. We pray for our nation. Father, we pray that you will shine your light. In the name of Jesus, let every darkness of confusion be lifted. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those who have not yet known you as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, we pray that you will open their understanding to know the truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we commit our nation to your hand. Let there be peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, every plan and every agenda of the enemy to cause any civil unrest, we cancel it. In the name of Jesus, we declare peace over our nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for our leaders. Lord, continue to guide them. Give them the wisdom they need to operate in office. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because we know that you have done it. We pray for those who are sick among us this morning. Touch them and let every chains of sickness break now. In the name of Jesus. Kalima kusini kapolia. Let every covenant of death be broken now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for people who have vacations planned ahead that will be traveling. I pray for people that have events before the end of this year to do. Father, we pray that you will go with them. You will do it with them. You will grant them success. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because we know that you have done it. We pray for protection for those that will be traveling. Lord, protect them. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be used to mark us for total protection. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because you have done it. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.